Welcome to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents.
Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static.
In today's episode, maximize your book of business with special needs plans. We unpack everything you need to know to get started. ASG Episode 38, Special Needs Plans, The Secret to Surviving Lock-In, written by Paige Engel. Strategizing your sales during Medicare lock-in is a surefire way to carry your business through the health insurance doldrums. It's what can set your business apart from a seasonably profitable to an annually profitable endeavor. But how do you continue to grow outside of AEP? You get contracted for a special needs plan. What is an SNP? Special needs plans, also referred to as SNPs, function like a Medicare Advantage HMO or PPO plan, but are specialized even more to their members' needs. For this reason, enrollment is limited to people with certain diseases or characteristics. While these plans won't work for every client, they are valuable for agents trying to do business outside of AEP. Why is that? Well, many SNPs have special enrollment periods, or SEPs, that let your eligible clients join at any time, not just during annual enrollment. Let's take a look at the framework of SNPs, the types of plans, and when your clients can enroll. First, how do they work? Special needs plans are private plans that, by law, must cover all medically necessary and preventative services that would be covered under original Medicare. They must also provide prescription drug coverage that would normally be covered under Part D. Each SNP offers their members specialized benefits and services based on their group. These groups can be either specific provider networks or formularies. For example, a C-SNP might have a more comprehensive list of drugs on the formulary since it's designed for members with chronic conditions. It's important to note that if your clients have a Medicare supplement plan, they can remain enrolled in that plan while enrolled in a Medicare SNP, however it may be costly. The client will receive little benefit from the Medicare supplement since it won't cover any out-of-pocket costs of the SNP, but they may want to keep the plan until they're confident that they're happy with their SNP. Next, who is eligible? There are three different types of SNPs to serve different needs: chronic condition special needs plans, or C-SNPs, dual eligible special needs plans, also known as D-SNPs, and institutional special needs plans, or I-SNPs. The eligibility requirements are in line with the care that beneficiaries require. C-SNPs cover those with chronic conditions on Medicare, and the coverage is tailored to their specific illness. Qualifying conditions include chronic alcohol and other drug dependence, autoimmune disorders, cancer, cardiovascular disorder, chronic heart failure, dementia, diabetes mellitus, end-stage liver disease, end-stage renal disease, or ESRD, severe hematologic disorders, HIV, AIDS, chronic lung disorder, chronic and disabling mental health conditions, neurologic disorders, and stroke. Some C-SNPs accept people who have ESRD, even though standard Medicare Advantage plans exclude this condition. D-SNPs are your most common lock-in sales. To enroll in a D-SNP, a client must qualify for both Medicaid and Medicare. If they do, most of their medical costs will be covered by this type of special needs plan. Last in our alphabet soup are I-SNPs, or institutional SNPs, which cover people who are living in an institution or require home nursing care. Now that we know the three types of special needs plans, let's move on to the most important factor when it comes to your sales. When can your clients join these types of plans? Normal enrollment for a C-SNP is an initial election period or the annual enrollment period, but a client can get an SEP if they have a doctor's documentation of a newly acquired chronic condition. D-SNPs and I-SNPs both have a continuous SEP, which makes them very valuable during lock-in. Those who are eligible can join or switch at any time during the year. Additionally, if a client moves out of their SNP service area, or if the SNP leaves the Medicare program, any member of that plan will have an SEP to enroll in another plan. The secret's out, now use it. As you're pursuing leads during lock-in, you should consider Medicare special needs plans for clients who fall into one of the three categories: chronic, institutional, or dual eligible. Make sure to research each individual plan to see the different benefits and services that are available in order to choose the best possible option for your client. Snips will keep your business thriving when other agents' sales hit a lull. When you look at your annual growth, you'll see the benefits of adding Snip sales to your business formula. To learn more strategies for selling outside of AEP, visit our show notes for related articles and podcast episodes. That's all for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, chances are that someone else will too. We'd love if you took a moment to share this episode on social media with our hashtag ASG podcast. Feel free to tag us too, Ritter Insurance Marketing on Facebook and LinkedIn, and at Ritter IM on Twitter. Thanks for your support. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next episode.